Hello and welcome to RAE Argentina to the World, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine radio transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Sergio Rios, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Wednesday, October 23, 2024. With news, with sports, with music. We'll have, as usual, the DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slain. And today we'll be sharing also a feature on Caminito District, Caminito Road. It's a tiny portion of the neighborhood of La Boca, which is among the landmarks, not only of Buenos Aires, but of Argentina. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with an image of a multicolor house district with tango couples dancing on the streets. Well, that's Caminito, on the banks of the Riachuelo River, southern limit of Buenos Aires City. Well, we'll explore this part of Buenos Aires with this feature that we'll put on the air today. We'll also be celebrating a couple of important birthdays in terms of musicians, and we'll be listening to some of the music as well. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are at the AXA, okay? This show airs via the shortwaves of WRMI on the frequency of 5850 kHz and also via internet on rae.com.ar. And you can also download our app for mobile devices that you can get for free and is available for Apple and Android phones. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei says lifting of dollar restrictions is imminent. IMF forecast Argentina's inflation at 45% next year. BRICS summit begins in Russia without Brazil's Lula, who suffered a domestic accident. Jaziretá border crossing between Argentina and Paraguay to reopen soon. Peru will start demanding Venezuelan migrants a work contract to enter the country. River loses 3-0 in Brazil to Atlético Mineiro in Copa Libertadores semi-final. And these are the news. President Javier Milei announced that the end of dollar restrictions is imminent. In an interview, he said the lifting of the lock, or the cepo, as the system is known, is closer than you think. He explained that for this to happen, the excess supply of pesos must disappear. The cepo was introduced over a decade ago in Argentina to limit the loss of central bank reserves. It has been relaxed and tightened several times, but remains in force today. One result is the existence of two dollar exchange rates, the official rate set by the government and the free floating blue rate. According to the International Monetary Fund, Argentina's inflation will fall next year but remain high compared to other countries. In its World Economic Outlook report, the IMF forecasts that inflation will be 45% in 2025. The same report expects 2024 to close with nearly 140% inflation. Argentina's GDP in turn is projected to shrink by 3.5% this year, but to grow by 5% in 2025. Brazil's President Lula da Silva has cancelled his trip to the BRICS summit in Russia due to a domestic accident. Brazilian media report that Lula hit his head after a fall in the bathroom and his physicians advise him not to fly. Lula will now join the summit via teleconference. The BRICS group, made up of Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, is meeting in the Russian city of Kazan. President Vladimir Putin is hosting with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, among other leaders, who are also attending. The bridge over the Paraná River connects the governments of Argentina and Paraguay plan to reopen the Yacyretá border crossing soon. The bridge over the Paraná River connects the Argentine city of Ituzaingó with Ayolas in Paraguay. It was closed during the COVID-19 pandemic and has only partially reopened since, allowing public transportation but not general traffic through. Local authorities recently inspected the area to finalize the reopening process. Local media reports that the formal reopening is set for November 13. The crossing runs along the Yacyretá hydroelectric dam, jointly run by both countries. And now, sports. River Plate lost 3-0 to Atlético Mineiro in the Copa Libertadores semi-final in Brazil. In Belo Horizonte, the Argentine squad was clearly outplayed by the home side, with two goals from Daverson and one from Paulinho. River still has a chance to advance in the tournament, but they must beat Mineiro by more than 3 goals in the return leg next week. River, let's mention, has an extra motivation as the Libertadores final will be held in their own stadium, El Monumental. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE. Argentina al mundo.
Today is the 73rd birthday of Carlos Alberto García Moreno. That's his full name, but history knows him. Argentine fans love him, and music worships him as Charlie García, the bicolor mustached musician who was born in Buenos Aires on October 23, 1951, exactly 73 years ago. To many, the greatest Argentine rock icon of all times. A man who's done it all in music, who began his career in the late 1960s with a folk rock duo called Sui Generis. But that wasn't his first stint in music, as he had been trained as a classical musician since he was a child. He started going to the school of music, the Conservatorio, when he was very little, taking piano lessons and training to become an academically formed musician, a classical musician. That's how he trained as a pianist. But in the middle, the 60s happened and the Beatles happened and he took a different course. But the good thing is that he had all this background and all this knowledge and expertise that he gained from classical music and from classical training, and he applied that to rock and pop music to give this country some of its most memorable tunes. As a pianist, keyboardist, singer, composer, guitarist, bass player as well. Charly García crossed all lines and had all kinds of breakthroughs, and he was always moving forward in terms of music. But going back to his history as a rock and roll musician, he began his career with this folk rock duo called Sui Generis that he formed with a fellow high school mate, Nito Mestre, a band that had just a five-year span. Then he formed all kinds of different groups, rock, progressive rock groups, such as La Máquina de Hacer Pájaros, the bird making machines in the second half of the 1970s. And he also put together what many call the Argentine Beatles, Serú Girán, with Pedro Aznar on the bass, David Lebón on guitar, and Oscar Moro on the drums. Charly was playing keyboards and singing, and Pedro, David, and Charly all shared vocal duties. They had a lot of success, and they featured vocal harmonies that were reminiscent of the Beatles, so to speak, and they became very popular also. And then in the early 1980s, Charly started his solo career, embracing fully the sound of the 80s, synthesizers, drum machines, the new wave looks and sounds too. And he also gave the musical background to the return of democracy to this country in the early 1980s. And then in the 1990s, he reinvented himself again with concept albums such as The Daughter of the Tear, La Hija de la Lágrima, in which he dyed his hair, he painted his hair yellow to honor Kurt Cobain, who had recently killed himself. He's done it all, and he remains active. A few weeks back, he released his latest album, La Lógica del Escorpión, The Logic of the Scorpion. He remains active despite his age, and especially despite his health problems. He's had his share of health problems and a number of addictions as well. Now he's in a wheelchair and he remains out of the public eye. He's done some crazy stuff, rock and roll star stuff, most notably jumping from a ninth floor, from the balcony of a ninth floor in a hotel in Mendoza back in the year 2000 into the swimming pool of the hotel, and survived to tell the tale. Not an injury he received, he came out of the pool as he had been just taking a swim and jumped from the springboard, not from the balcony of a ninth floor. Well, that's what you call in English larger than life. And he's an Argentine icon, by all means. I mean, up there with Carlos Gardel, Lionel Messi, Diego Maradona, Che Guevara, Charly García is up there with them in terms of his impact in popular culture. No doubts about that. And that man is turning 73 today. That's why we dedicated these minutes to him, to honor him, and of course we're going to listen to some of his music. This is a track called Nos Siguen Pegando Abajo. They are still dealing us low blows.
Ella es menor.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
La RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina to the World, presents The Neighborhood of La Boca, in the city of Buenos Aires. South of the city of Buenos Aires, capital of the Argentine Republic, we find one of the most iconic neighborhoods, La Boca, a neighborhood and the port that welcomed the largest immigrant wave that peopled Argentina at the beginning of the 20th century. The place was the city market of charcoal, and it supplied the ships that sailed up the Paraná River to reach many cities of the Argentine littoral in the country's northeastern side. La Boca still has houses run by the Long Isles, known as sausage houses, where there lived a family per room. These houses were called conventillo, and they were inherited by the heirs of those immigrants who came to this part of the world seeking a better chance or future. These houses turned La Boca into an open-air museum by displaying multicolor walls and roofs.
Caminito que el tiempo ha borrado, que juntos un día nos viste pasar.
Caminito, Little Road in English, is one of the most iconic rides in the neighborhood and a must for tourists. It is only 150 meters long and bendy, following the course of a stream that flowed there until the beginning of the 20th century. The area was known as Puntin, short for ponte, the Italian for bridge. Let's say that almost all the immigrants there were of Italian origin, more precisely from Genoa. A curiosity, though, appears when we refer to the tango Caminito, the Little Road, a song made popular by Carlos Gardel and recorded by every Argentine tango singer of all times. Yet, it does not refer to La Boca's Caminito, but to a rural path in the province of La Rioja known as the Caminito of Olta. Distant, 1,200 kilometers from the La Boca's Caminito, and where one of the tango lyricists, Gabino Coria Peñalosa, was born. The music was composed by Juan de Dios Filiberto. In the 50s, La Boca neighbors, painter Benito Quenquela Martín among them, decided to recover the grounds of today's Caminito in La Boca and turn it into a pedestrian tour and a museum street. Quinquela Martin's life is an allegory of those years. He was an abandoned baby at the early age of 3 weeks in 1890. And time later, he was adopted by an Italian immigrant couple who owned a charcoal store. Quinquela's painting technique, using a palette knife instead of a brush, took La Boca in pictures to all the world museums. In this free time, Quinquela used to paint facing the Riachuelo, in the so-called the Rochas Bend, the main corner of artistic inspiration. In 1959, by Quinquela's initiative, the place was baptized with the name of Caminito. Its debut during the carnival festivities of 1926 and still present year after year. Today's visitor of the Fair of the Plastic Artists of Caminito will find contemporary artists who exhibit and sell their works inspired in the colorful surroundings and the tango feeling. Museum of La Boca, Quinquela Martin, displays the largest collection of oleums and etching painted by the artist from 1922 to 1967. Also there are works of other artistic currents as from the end of the 19th century and of painters of La Boca. There is also an exhibit of figureheads made by artisans and anonymous immigrants who transmitted techniques by way of mouth. At the top of the museum, there are figurative sculptures of Argentine artists from the end of the 19th century to the 20th. The Proa Foundation is another reference point, a place focused on the spread of great artistic movements of the 20th century that also includes current proposals and special national and international projects. It counts on a schedule of temporary exhibits and the organization of seminars, courses, conferences, and concerts. Another emblem on the Riachuelo is represented by the two bridges that cross it, the old transborder and the new bridge built in the Buenos Aires La Plata Speedway. The old transborder, appointed National Historic Monument, is a colossal iron structure, inaugurated in 1914. It was baptized Nicolás Avellaneda, after the Argentine president that governed the country from 1878 to 1880. The years turned it obsolete and forced the construction of another one more appropriate to modern demand and the growth of urban transit. Therefore, several blocks were pulled down to make room for the new bridge. Thank you. The largest and most important building assigned to art exhibition is known as La Usina del Arte, a multidisciplinary cultural center in La Boca. The construction of Florentine style in bricks dates back to 1916 by Italian architect Juan Chionia. During many years, the old electric company Italo-Argentina occupied the premises. Lately, though, the government of the city of Buenos Aires refurbished the building following the revamping lines of other successful reconstructions that were transformed into art centers, as it's the case with the Aromorium Park of New York or the Radial System of Berlin. The Usina del Arte includes a symphonic room with capacity for 1,200 people, designed after the Berlage room in Amsterdam. The optimal acoustics profited from the building structure and the width of the walls. The task was carried out by the architectural team that restored the Colón Theater. The building also has different rooms assigned to dancing shows, plastic arts exhibits, and other exhibits in general. The central nave, whose walls have been lined in Paris stone and granite basement, displays restored frames and capitals of immense value. In the neighborhood of La Boca, there is also room for religion. There is a church known as the Sanctuary Our Lady Mother of the Emigrants. There, visitors can honor those men and women who contributed to the growth of the country. They arrived in the neighborhood mainly from the Mediterranean shores of Italy, Spain, Croatia, Greece, and Turkey to shape their future on the basis of labor. The building is an ensemble of colonial and contemporary architectural elements, designed by architect Luis Lanari. In the atrium, we can see the image of immigrant Christ, a bas relief by Roberto Capurro. Worth seeing are the modern stained glass windows designed by Juan Ballester Peña, Raúl Russo, and Armando Sica. Inside the church, there's a shrine filled with the earth of all the countries whose communities contributed to the construction of the sanctuary. Boca Juniors, one of the most famous football teams of the world, was born in La Boca, where we can see the club stadium Alberto J. Armando, popularly known as La Bombonera. The field was inaugurated in 1940. It was built in the shape of a horseshoe, quite steep, a shape that resembles a chocolate box. The closeness to the football field gives the spectators the great possibility of a better view of the match, turning it into an unique experience. Those visiting La Bombonera will be able to appreciate the murals painted by artists such as Pérez Celis and Rómulo Massieu, or the one at the entrance hall by, nonetheless, Quinquela Martín. On Branson Street, the visit of the Boca Passion Museum is a must. A unique experience to see a collection of objects and an audiovisual interactive production that tell us about the history of the club. The first of the sort in Latin America. Boca Juniors is the football that drags the largest amount of followers in Argentina and the third in South America, after the Flamengo and the Corinthians in Brazil. Among the most remarkable international players that have played there, we can mention Diego Armando Maradona. The football world crack that played there at the beginning of the 80s. At present, though, the top football figure is Carlos Tevez. La Boca is one of the most picturesque places, and one of the places where to learn how to dance tango, in the different rooms, devoted to beginners, experienced, and experts. Wine bars, restaurants, and food sites with international taste due to the influence of immigrants can be found in this beautiful neighborhood filled with history. A great present, and for sure, an excellent future. For being one of the favorite neighborhoods for the tourists to visit when coming to the city of Buenos Aires. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The Neighborhood of La Boca, in the city of Buenos Aires. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Esteban Villarruel. Your host, Miriam Turco.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And today it's not only an important date related to Charly García, which we mentioned before, his 73rd birthday today.On the same day, I'm learning this today, on the exact same day, October 23, 1951, another key figure in the history of Argentine rock and pop music was born. I'm talking about Federico Moura, the late frontman of the band Virus, or Virus, if you prefer in English, but everybody calls them Virus.Federico was born together, with his brothers who were members of Virus in the city of La Plata. They were all, the band was from the city of La Plata, which is the capital of Buenos Aires province. It's about 30 miles from the city of Buenos Aires, 30 miles south. Virus emerged in the early 1980s and came to embrace andrepresent the sound of the 80s like practically no other band in the country, at least at that time. They featured all kinds of synthesizers and drum machines, and obviously the sound was that of the new wave. That for the music, but for the lyrics written by journalist and poet Roberto Jacobi, but sung marvelously by Federico, explored issues of love, of sadness, of search, of liberation, of pleasure. And some of these topics had been kind of taboo for Argentine rock in general. Rock was supposed to be something hard, you know, until the early 1980s. And in terms of the music, Virus also put the emphasis on a sound that would drive people to dance and to enjoy themselves. This was also something that Virus did, a field in which there were forerunners bringing rock music to the dance floor and making rock be played in dance clubs. Rock is about celebrating and enjoying yourself, not only grinding your teeth and fighting against the system. It's also about having a good time and enjoying yourself. But they also have a, they also had a message. And Federico was at the front of all of that. He was a hypnotic frontman on stage, very, very skinny, with massive eyes. He died tragically before his time. He was only 37 when he passed in 1988 of AIDS. And he would have turned today 73. All this being said, personal note, Virus is one of my two favorite Argentine bands, personal taste. The other one is Los Rodríguez. And I would say that Virus comes first because I love keyboards and synthesizers, and Virus features them all the time. So this one goes to the memory of Federico Moura, whose birth anniversary we mark today, October 23. He would have turned 73 today. So let's play a Virus song. This is a track called Pronta Entrega, literally translated as fast delivery or quick delivery, but its meaning is basically surrender yourself to me fast. Surrender yourself to me quick.
Recordando tu expresión, vuelvo a desear esas noches de calor, llenas de ansiedad, sofocado por el sueño y la presión. Alcohol, pero me excito más vuelvo a desear. Esas noches de calor, llenas de ansiedad.
RAE,
Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentine.
RAE, Argentina au mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And we bring you today the supplement of every week, classic feature of our station, classic segment of RAI that is produced by Arnaldo Slain with useful information for the Xers and radio listeners around the world. This is produced by our good friend and the expert and collaborator Arnaldo Slain. We're gonna begin with American stations, American radio stations. We've got two US religious shortwave stations. First of them is WWCR Radio International, broadcasting from Nashville, Tennessee. Was picked up at 6:30 UTC time on the frequency of 4,840 kHz on the tropical 60 meter band. On the same band, but on the frequency of 5,085 kHz, I repeat, 5,085 kHz, we've got another station with religious programs, WTWW from Lebanon, around 1:30 UTC time. Both WWCR as WTWW were picked up in English. A new shortwave station has begun broadcasting to the African continent. It's been carrying out test broadcasts on the past days of October 18, 19 and 20. More tests can happen in the coming days until a definitive timetable is established. The name of this station is Radio Sound of Africa, which is aiming at becoming a music station, or mainly broadcasting music. According to the following temporary timetable, between 0400 and 0500 hours UTC time, 6,175 kHz. Between 1,400 and 1,600 UTC time, the frequency is 6,170 kHz. And between 2,000 and 2,200 hours UTC time, the frequency is 6,170 kHz. Reception reports for this new station can be sent via email to, it's very easy, radiosoundofafrica@gmail.com. I repeat, radiosoundofafrica@gmail.com. Let's continue with something we'd like to mention about Romania Radio International. November 3, 2024, the first Sunday after Romanian Radio Day, which is marked every November 1st, Radio Romania International summons listeners around the world to take part in a global initiative, the Listener's Day. On the 2024 edition of the Listener's Day, Radio Romania International would like to ask people around the world their opinion on AI, artificial intelligence. You should, if you're interested, you can answer the following questions. What in your opinion, will be the jobs of the future? How much will we depend on AI? Who and how should regulate the use of AI? What do you think are the advantages and the risks in the use of AI? So, these are the questions that you should answer if you'd like to participate in this initiative organized by Romania Radio International on the occasion of Listeners' Day. You can send your answers to span@rri.ro, but it's easier if you just send them a message by audio message to their WhatsApp channel, which is +407 443 12650. I repeat, +407 443 12650. And I'll repeat the answers in case you didn't have time to write them down. These are the answers that you are asked by Radio Romania International. What will be the jobs of the future? How much will we depend on AI? Who and how should regulate the use of AI? And what do you think are the advantages and the risks of AI? These are the questions posed by Radio Romania International for this global initiative that takes place on the occasion of Listeners' Day, and you have time to answer them until November 3. And with that, we conclude this week's edition of the DX Supplement, produced by Arnaldo Slain. Kind 73s.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentine.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And we've got time to enjoy one more track before signing off by Charly García. This is one of his classics, a live rendition of Demoliendo Hoteles, Tearing Down Hotels, on the occasion of his 73rd birthday that we are marking today. Happy birthday, Charlie. Feliz cumpleaños, Charlie.
Con los que estaban bien, pero a la noche estaba todo mal. Hoy pasó el tiempo, tenemos de hoteles. Mientras no yo ocultar los cables, las abres. Hoy pasó el tiempo, tenemos de hoteles. Mientras los chicos acá en la esquina pegan las redes. Pasó el tiempo, me moriendo veres, mientras los ojos juntan los cables y las aderes. Hoy pasó el tiempo, me moriendo veres, mientras los chicos allá en la esquina pegan tanques.
Boogie boogie.
Hey! Hey!
Let's go over the headlines again before signing off. President Milei says the lifting of the dollar restrictions is imminent. The IMF forecasts Argentina's inflation at 45% next year. The BRICS summit begins in Russia without Brazil's Lula after a domestic accident. And Jacireta border crossing between Argentina and Paraguay will reopen soon. Plus, in sports, River lost 3-0 in Brazil to Atlético Mineiro for the Copa Libertadores semifinal. With that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior in English, which was operated by sound technician Sergio Ríos and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farías. Thank you very much for listening. Join us tomorrow for a new program. Hasta mañana.